We know Taco Bell's food is great. They've even got a whole new cantina menu with fresh new ingredients. Taco Bell is not just for late night anymore. With fresh new ingredients like slow roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. Taco Bell is a great destination for your midday fuel. They have amazing menu items like cantina chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadilla. I truly do love Taco Bell. I love a Crunchwrap Supreme. It is one of my favorite things to eat. Ooh, don't wait till it's late. Try the new cantina chicken menu now. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in-store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander-owned brands at Macy's.com or in-store. Why Won't You Date Me? A podcast where I try to figure out why I'm still so single, even though I will fuck you without dinner. My guest today is my dear friend. She's a lady who I've been friends with since I moved to LA. You can see her this week on my show, Loosely Exactly Nicole. She plays a lady I work with at a store, and we don't get along. She's also been on Comedy Bang Bang. She has a short called Relationship Goals. We improvise every Sunday together on Search History at UCB Franklin at 11 p.m. It's Marcy Jarrow! Did I say your last name right? I'm always scared.
I think so.
Jarrow?
Jarro. I mean, whatever. I'm from the South.
Mm-hmm. I used to call you Jarro, and then you said it, and I was like, ah, shit, I've been saying it wrong for so long.
You know, that happens a lot, and I don't care. That's not my problem.
I don't mind either.
It's almost like beer?
Beer? Buyers? I'll be like, buyer, but like, truly.
I don't even correct people. It's a hard name.
It is. There's a lot of A, E, and U's. Maybe there's one of each.
Yeah, at least.
J-E-A-U-R-U.
Yeah. Well, you didn't spell it, but you name checked a lot of the letters that are in it.
I just wanted to, you know, stop by some letters, you know. So, Marcy, I know you're single.
I'm single, not looking to mingle.
So you are, I know you were on Tinder for a hot second.
I have been on Tinder. I've been on all the dating apps very briefly, but they're bad.
They are bad. They're terrible.
They're bad because they give men carte blanche to be just as bad as they want to be.
What's that word?
Carte blanche.
That's a good word.
Just means they can, like, they have full access. Like there's nothing stopping them from being, one, they do an annoying thing on Tinder, which I think, because I listen to your podcast, I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
What they do is they just swipe right on everyone so that they can then see what their options are of interest applicants.
I do that now. Yes. I'm living like a man.
But that's, everyone is lying.
Yeah, you're right. Because sometimes I feel bad when like a nasty dude is like, hey, and I'm like, ugh. Then I'm like, oh yeah, I've been swiping right on everybody.
Yeah, it's like he got the validation and was so excited that this beautiful woman like in his like accepted box. And then he was like, no, she doesn't like me either, mom.
I just want to read a profile I came across. I posted on my Instagram, but I do want to talk about it. So Michael 30, who lives 5 miles away from me, or was 5 miles away from me at the time, his profile says, women's opinions matter little to me.
So please keep them to yourselves. And nah, I'm not going to watch your favorite Netflix show. I'm only interested in white women for relationships. POC, people of color, are my cum dumpster. If you're worthy, I could make you a sex slave. If you're lucky, I like submissive women in and out of the kitchen.
This is on Tinder?
This is on Tinder. I swiped right on him because I was like, I have to know what that conversation is.
Yeah.
Where he was like, hi, Nicole. I'm glad you liked what you saw. I want you to be my cum dumpster.
Don't you think this is just a troll? That this is not a real person? This is just like someone who made a fake profile?
You think?
Yeah, I think it's like that time that someone in our community made a fake profile of a girl with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then was like, oh my God, people actually liked her. Which is totally fucked up because people with special needs can totally date.
Love
but I also think he's just like, or he or she is making maybe a fake profile.
Maybe.
To see how awful they can be.
Maybe, but I have matched with men who've said like, misogynistic,
but they wait.
Things
they wait though. They don't put it up front. He's too aware of his misogyny for me to think it's real.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
I guess.
Like most
I
misogynists just would tell you all day long that they're not a misogynist. Just like a racist would be like, I'm not a racist, but
Well, also he used POC, which is like a very hip way to say people of color.
Yeah, that's not what you're going to call those people if you're actually that guy.
No, you call them a niglet.
Yeah, you call them a... I can't say that.
No,
I would never.
I can.
I yesterday called myself a little piglet, though.
That is funny.
And I feel like it upset our friend Paul.
Piglet.
I was like, give this little piglet something. And he was like, oh, I don't like it. You call yourself a piglet.
I mean...
That was my nickname when I was growing up.
That's not nice. The kids would call you
my
that?
My sister's 6 years older than me,
ugh.
And all of her high school friends called me Piglet.
What did you do? Did you, like, oink?
No.
Oh, I would have oinked.
They
right
call
back
me Piglet, like, from Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, I thought it was because you were chubby.
Yes, that too. But also because I was adorable. I don't know. I just took pictures of them when they were drinking underage. That's what I did.
That's very funny.
What else are you looking for?
I'm looking for some direct messages that I got. I don't like soup, so I get a lot of messages about people also not liking soup.
I mean, you really lead with that.
Very funny. I hate soup. It's so dumb.
I love soup so much. I
love
tomato soup. Tomato soup is so good.
I don't understand. It's like hot ketchup.
Yeah, I love hot ketchup so much. Don't you love ketchup and fries?
Yeah.
That's what soup is a great thing where you can pretend like it's a better food.
I guess.
But you're like, it's low in calories and it's really filling because it takes up a lot of volume in your stomach. So when you're dieting or anything dumb like that, you can eat some soup and be like, well, this sort of tastes like pizza.
No, gross. I'm going to read this DM real quick.
Do you not even like French onion soup, though?
No, it's disgusting. It's like brown broth with little floatums in there, and it's covered in cheese. So it's like, the cheese is good. Like what's under it.
Yeah,
no.
I've seen your turkey slop, though. I know what you eat.
I love turkey slop. I've been eating so much turkey slop.
I know
turkey slop is just ground turkey, like marinara sauce, ricotta cheese, Parmesan cheese, maybe some mozzarella.
Sounds like a soup to me.
That's not a soup! And you put it over, you can put it over noodles, but I put it over green beans.
So healthy.
I'm trying to be
That's
a
great.
Little healthier.
I'm trying to be less healthy. I just learned how to make gravy, and I'm putting it on everything.
Gravy is like a lot of flour, right? Like
it's
flour
a little flour. It's not a lot. It's like 2 to 3 tablespoons of flour.
And then what?
And then like whatever, like you can do, if you make a brown gravy, so it's like whatever oil, fat, or butter, whatever you want to use, two, three tablespoons of flour until it's all absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of brown it to whatever color you want it without burning it.
Okay.
And make sure it's smooth, not lumpy. Uh-huh. And then you can add like chicken stock to it. And then boil it till it reduces down to a nice creamy. Or you can make a white gravy. Oh, God, I'm horny.
I've made white gravy on biscuits.
Yes.
Sometimes food makes me horny. Sometimes before sleep, I'll, like, look at food and then masturbate.
Well, girl, you mean... Wait, that's upsetting. Oh, God, you got to tell Mary about that.
Mary's my therapist. Sometimes, yeah, I'm just like, ooh, this food looks so good. I got to get my little vibey out.
Well, I'm going to make you... I'm going to make that pussy slick because I can make a white gravy now.
Yes.
And I made it on my first try.
Put some white gravy inside of me. Okay, so this... I asked for like nasty, nasty reviews on iTunes. Then I also say you can inbox me some nasty stuff. So this man, Tommy Asterisk, on Instagram slid into my DMs. He said he rewrote this like 3 or 4 times. Because he doesn't know how to come on to me without trying to explain how much I want to come on you. There are many an Instagram photo with a like and a comment where I just place the smiley face with like the drool coming out because I want to eat your pussy more than I want to exist in the free world. If you react positively to this review, I will Derek Rose into your DM and shoot my shot, also Derek Rose, because I get so weak in the knees I can hardly speak. P.S. I would suck your toes and eat your butt, but only if you're into it. P.P.P.S. I'm putting the down to fuck bit from your Tinder on all my dating profiles. So, Tommy Asterisk, thank you. What a treat to read.
I mean,
I don't enjoyed think
she's not going to let you suck her toes. I'll tell you right now.
I truly do not like toes. I think they're gross. And I don't co-sign anyone wanting to suck on a toe. Like, what if there's like lint from a sock on your toe?
I mean, but you'll eat a butt.
Oh, I'll eat a butt until the sun goes
down. So one has poo-poo, the other one has a little cotton fabric. Well, also, the other one will have cotton fabric too from toilet paper.
You gotta wash your butt.
Yeah, but you could wash your feet.
Yes, but like, I don't know.
If you can wash a butt, you can wash your feet.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. A butt seems better than feet. Okay. Hey, girl. Diddy Prime said, if you sit on my face, I'd eat my way to your heart, which is really nice. That's
Jesus
just like
Christ.
Kind of cute. You don't,
I don't know.
Cute?
You know, I am not the type of person that likes someone to lead with sex. I grew up too Catholic, too repressed. And I'm not comfortable with someone coming at me with that kind of vibe.
Fair.
I don't like it. Not that I don't like sex. That's not the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Down to clown once we're there. But I don't need
down
to be talking
to
about it. Like, I don't like casual talk of it because it feels like it takes away a little bit of the magic.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I don't mind forward sex things.
Well,
as a joke,
clearly, because your whole life.
I mean, I'm a very sexual person.
Yes.
I like having sex. I don't like to wait. If I'm attracted to you, let's get it done. But I don't mind an opening line from a dude being like, I think you're hot. I would love to hook up with you.
Yeah.
Let's try to get together. What I don't like is someone being like, you're hot. I want your butt. And then like just a lot of back and forth. I don't want to sext with you. I don't know you.
Right.
But I
just feel like, well, go ahead.
Sorry. I also just like a message that's like, can I take you out?
That's very nice. I would like the idea that someone wants to know who I am, because a man or a lot of people would, if you made it where they could do it, would fuck the couch you're sitting on.
Yeah.
So like them wanting to fuck something, not really that impressive. Doesn't really make me feel anything. It's just like, sure, you'd like to put your penis in a warm, wet thing. Got it. You should try like a beef dish, like a beef Wellington.
Gross.
But
or that gravy you make.
Yeah, you could put in my gravy. But if someone was like, you sound really interesting, I'd like to get to know you better. That's kind of more how to intrigue a woman like me.
Fair. I guess I do.
Well, it's not one or the other, too.
No,
like,
no, I know.
You know, like, if you like to know that someone really wants to fuck you because that makes you feel good.
That makes you
feel
good.
Because you're like, obviously, everyone wants to know me.
Yes. Whenever someone wants to get to know me, I'm like, well, yes, I'm very loud. I live a way
now,
that most people don't.
I will say this. If after I have sex with someone, and someone were to say something like that to me, it would mean a lot more to me. Like, if all they could say is, like, I can't wait to be inside you again, like, that kind of, which would be too forward before we have sex, but after we already have, yes, that I am down for.
Okay.
But you can't just be like, because I would fuck anything anyway, so I might as well fuck you. Like, that doesn't do it for me, you know?
Fair.
That's just my train of thought, because I'm a little insecure about how men operate.
Yes. Men are in my experience, just so confusing. When I was in Costa Rica, I think I explained this to you, but I haven't talked about it on the podcast. I went to Costa Rica because I'm a fancy lady. I just like to not be in the country for New Year's. It's my new tradition.
I'm there with you. I don't want to be in my home city.
I want to be with people I've chosen to be near.
I was on an airplane. I was actually getting a ticket scanned at midnight because they were doing the countdown. 3, 2, mm-hmm. boop, and they scanned my ticket. And I was like, I'm very happy.
Where
were
you going?
I just went to Tennessee for a family reunion.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That looked like fun.
It was great.
But I met this, so I went with my friend and we went to this bar called Monkey Bar. And everyone was like, it's wild. That's where people go on Friday. You're going to have a great time. So we go and I was like waiting for a drink and my friend was in the bathroom. And all of a sudden this like hand comes down next to me. And I was like, ugh, this man is like so close. He's in my space. And he's like, you have to be more assertive to get a drink. And I was like, ugh, I mean, I'm waiting for a friend, so I don't care. He's like, come on, let me get you a drink. And I was like, whatever. And then he like was flirting with me. And then I realized he was flirting with me. And I was like, what are the chances of being in Costa Rica and meeting like an American man? And then I looked around. I was like, oh, this is like a very touristy spot. Mm-hmm. Everyone here is a gringo. And we like kept talking. And then Sashir and I were like, let's go. And he was like, well, I'll come with you guys. And then later was like, oh, my friends want to stay here. We're like, all right, whatever. So I give him like my contact information through Instagram. And then we're like just DMing each other all day. And I'm like, I think he likes me. Like, I think he's into it. And then he invites me to this bar the next day. And he was like, come to my hostel. We'll like have dinner. We can like hang out a little bit. And I was like, well, we're ready at dinner. And he's like, well, just come to the bar. And I was like, all right. So we go to the bar. I show up. And he looks so elated to see me. Like, he's so excited to see me. It's embarrassing for him. He's like, Nicole! And I'm like, slow your roll. I don't fucking know you. But then, like, he hugs me. He kisses me on the cheek, like, 100 times. And then we start drinking. And then we, like, run into other people
he's
we know
straight?
From New York. He allegedly is straight. Okay. And then finally I was like, what is going on? Why won't he make out with me? So then I was like, are you single? And he was like, well, I'm in a complicated thing. And I was like, that's not what I wanted to hear.
He's
and
one
I was
of those
like,
in a different area code guys.
Yes.
Right?
And I said, would anyone get mad at you if we made out? He goes, no. And then didn't make out with me. And I was like, what the fuck? And then all night we just like kept talking. And then by the end of the night, I was so drunk and I'd done some Molly. And I had done like a little edible, and I was like out of my mind.
He was like talking, a little buffet of fun,
a little buffet of drugs. And he's like talking to someone, and the music's super loud. And I was talking to my friend. I was just like, "He's bad. He's a bad man." She's like, "I think so." And then we're like, "We're leaving." So then we're leaving, and he's like, "Let me walk you out." So we walk out, and he's like, "When am I going to see you again?" I threw up my like peace sign. I was like, "You're never going to see me again." He was like, "Come on, I'm in LA sometimes." I was like, "Truly, you will never see me again." Then he was like, "But I want to send you memes," and I was like, "Then send me memes. You have my Instagram contact information." And then he was like, "But like when I'm in LA, you could like meet my friends," and I was like, "What is this? Like, why have we skipped like levels to this? Why am I meeting your friends?"
That man is being so honest with you because you know what he's saying?
What?
I want to show you off that I know you. Because if he's not gonna fuck you in Costa Rica, he ain't gonna fuck you in the States.
I guess not.
He wants to be like, this girl who I think is a really funny comedian is awesome.
But he didn't know who I was before him.
You don't think he looked you up? Come on, you were pretty recognizable.
Well,
you're the loudest woman in the world. I would just Google who's the loudest black woman I've ever met. And then I'd go be like, oh, a couple photos would come up and it'd be like, Monique. Oh, there's Nicole. Like, I think you're more Googleable than you realize.
When he approached me,
especially once he's looking at your Instagram, then he knows exactly.
That was like the end of the night, but he already seemed so into me beforehand.
I know, but like then you saw him later.
Yes.
So he knew by that point.
Oh, by the second night,
yes,
he knew
what
who
I'm
I
saying.
Was.
He
yes.
was like, sort of like, I could maybe get down with this. And then he was like, oh, yeah. Well, I kind of chickened out because he has a girlfriend. And then he was like, but I need my friends to know this girl wanted to fuck me.
I mean,
because it makes them feel so good. It inflates their little stupid egos.
I mean, but
men will do a bunch of stuff just to feel good about themselves.
Sashir and I were truly confused because it didn't seem like he knew who I was at first, but seemed super into
me. But then he figured it out.
And then after he knew who I was, seemed still into it.
He was probably going to always be too scared to follow through because he has a girlfriend. And then was like, I need to show people this little almost trophy I got.
I guess maybe. It was like very
little chuckle
weird.
Fucker.
It was very bizarre.
Because why would he say, I want you to meet my friends? Like, what a crazy thing.
I have no idea. But
or
like,
even if he weren't famous, it might just be like, I need my friends to, like, people do that sometimes anyway, to be like, oh, great. Yeah, I'm going to put you in the friend zone and you can still make me feel good because I know you're attracted to me.
I did make it clear. And he... I don't know.
Well, congratulations, a man that Nicole's attracted to. You have a body at all.
He had a body and he was cute. I was very
You're
sad.
Very sweet. Once a man does anything that, like, I don't feel, I'm like, they're disgusting. Their hairline's receding. That's the worst thing that can happen. They'll never get their hair back. I can lose weight. They'll never get their hair back. I hate them.
I'm like, maybe he'll come around and love me.
No, I'm like, hopefully they'll get into they'll be arrested for something else bad they did because they're bad.
I
get vengeful though.
Do
that's,
you?
But
I think
that's
it
why,
goes back to like my daddy issues.
Well, see, maybe that's like not, it's not my daddy issues, my mommy. We're very like a black and white world of like, this is good and this is bad. And once someone is bad to me, then I think they're bad all the way around, which I have to like really work with. So like once I'm off of someone, I am off of them and they need to go away and feel that I don't want them. I don't like to give them anything after that.
I give people a lot of chances before I'm like, yeah, done.
No. Also, I find that once I like turn on them, then they want me so much more. But it's too bad because I already turned on them.
Fair. Yeah, it just, for a man,
I also have
a man can do anything to me and I'll be like, well, I guess I should give you one more chance.
No, a man could truly just like not give me as long of a hug as he gave another woman and I'll be like, die.
Yeah,
die.
It's so funny that we're on such opposite spectrums of that, because you know me.
Yeah, you
I
know
let
me.
Men fucking just be so awful to me. And I'm just like, I don't know, but like maybe I'll give him
and
another chance.
And you know me, a man could do a very slight aggressive thing to me.
A man could not say hello to you and you're like, he's dead!
Yeah. Yeah.
So tell me, you were on Tinder for a little bit. We touched on that briefly and then it went away.
Went away. I've been on like, I've done OkCupid, I've done Tinder, I've done Bumble, and I've literally never met anyone off of any of those. The closest thing was once, remember Time Out New York in New York?
Yes, were you part of the singles edition?
I was one of the singles.
Hold on, we're going to get into that after our break.
Okay.
So let's take a break right now!
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/date me. Okay. Hey, Did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me, spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Beautiful break. Okay, tell me about Time Out New York Singles Edition.
So I was chosen as one of, like, the singles you gotta meet or whatever it is. And then you go to a photo shoot. They do, like, a professional photo shoot and ask you some questions. And, like, someone contacted me. It was a New York fireman. And he was, like, hitting me up, being like, let's go on a date. We had a date at somewhere, one of the bars in the Time Warner Center.
Okay. So, like, was it Landmark?
Maybe.
They have a delicious steak. They're open till, like, 2 a.m., so I like to go at midnight.
I wish I could remember, but I truly can't.
Okay.
But it was, like, I don't know, up on the 3rd or 4th floor.
I think it was Landmark. Okay. It's one of my favorite places.
So he was like, let's meet. And then, like, during the day, sent me an email being like, my phone's dead, but can we meet an hour earlier? And I was like, sure, no problem. So I get there at the proposed time, and I wait for an hour.
No.
He did not show up, but my friend Leslie lived across the street. So I went there, got high, and was like, fuck this dude. And then he sends me a text being like, like 45 minutes later, being like, where are you? And I was like, I was there when you said to be. And he's like, oh, I didn't get your email back. My phone's been dead. And I was like, I don't care. And then I was like, well, I don't believe you, so goodbye. Because I don't, because it was just too many things. Like, who loses? You can, I don't know. Just like, we live in a time where you can get in touch with someone, especially if you propose a change of plans. Mm-hmm. Call the restaurant and send a waiter over to tell that
person. This is like an episode of Sex and the City where it's a Carrie's birthday. She goes to that Mexican restaurant. Nobody shows up. She gets home and there's all these voicemails.
Yes.
But also, she didn't have a cell phone. So I guess it's not
the
same thing.
It was a little different. So it was just
sorry
like that.
I brought it up.
But also, like, I didn't care. I was just like, you can't be bad before we meet. I don't care for you now.
I would have gone and met him. I'm so thirsty for dick. Like, I'm so thirsty for a penis.
I mean, I think that's fair if you're, like, only looking to get laid.
No, at this point, I'm looking for a relationship. Was that the only person who contacted you on Time Out New York?
I think so. I just don't, like, I guess I'm, like, just, like, a basic fat white lady and, like, not, like, doing enough with it to, like, compensate for the fat.
What do you mean?
I mean, I think I'm a cute girl and I know that I'm really, like, fun and special, but I don't know if men are, like, clicking on me to be like, that's my ideal. To be fair, all of the men I've ever dated, I'm positive I would not have swiped right on.
Fair.
Because I don't think it's a good way to pick people.
It's a terrible way to pick people.
It's a really bad way because everyone always they go a little bit out of their league. And honestly, you're not going to even like those people that are better looking than you. Yeah. Because they're stupid. God doesn't give you two scoops of anything. He gives you two scoops of one thing, but not two scoops of many things. You get two scoops mm-hmm. of funny, or two scoops of looks, or two scoops of, like, brains.
Our friend Madeline got double scooped. Madeline is so pretty and so funny.
But he didn't give her no scoops of confidence about
I
that.
I think she's
or
got
cockiness.
She's
confident, but she ain't cocky.
She's not cocky.
And you gotta be cocky to be brainy and good looking.
I don't know.
It works.
I think she got double scooped.
She did. Okay, fine.
She got big old titties. She's gonna hate hearing this.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want. Honestly, like, she never had to do dating. She would get swiped on plenty, though.
Oh,
but,
she
like,
would.
Yeah, I'm not like I'm not good bait on those places.
I feel as if I'm not good bait either. I'm gonna have you look at my dating profiles. Although I did have a comment where someone was like, "Can you switch up your dating profile because it's getting redundant?" But it's like my actual dating profile where I'm trying to, like,
date
somebody.
Well, maybe you should take some of the feedback and then see how that does.
But, like, everybody seems to like it.
Well, let me see.
Hold on. I have to sign in through Facebook.
Why the hell?
Which is so annoying. Also, I'm on a new dating app. So I'm on 5 dating apps.
Name them.
I'm on Tinder, Bumble, Raya, OkCupid, and Coffee Meets Bagel.
Okay.
Coffee Meets Bagel seems insane. So on Coffee Meets Bagel, you have to have, like, beans, and you spend beans to like the bagel, and then to get more beans, you have to, like, play this game. And I was like, this is getting embarrassing that I'm like, I need beans to like this man. It's very confusing, and I don't understand it, and nobody's liked me.
No, you can scoop my vagina right out, and I'll never use it again before I try to play a bunch of games to do it. All right, let's see. Okay, here's Nicole with a great big penis.
Yeah, my dildo pic. It's on all my dating apps.
I think this is a great, like, fun Facebook pic for you.
Okay.
I don't think it's the best dating app pic because as someone who feels like everything I see in the world is immediately a challenge to can I live up to this or not?
Uh-huh.
That I, as a man, think,
but
I don't have one of those.
As a man, I would be like, oh, if she likes that, then, like, never. But, like, she couldn't possibly like that. It's too big.
You look like you like it in this picture.
It would split me open.
I know, but it gives the appearance of, like, that you're a size queen.
But I am.
Yes. And so I think a lot of men don't feel that proud of their penis size.
Really?
I think they'll talk a good
game. I've been
fucked
by a micro dick who didn't seem to know that it was a micro dick.
Well, yeah, but he was. But, you know, I'm just saying that I think that might be a thing that scares men. That's all I'm saying is mm-hmm. I think that this might intimidate okay. men because it says this girl's a size queen. It would be like if I saw a guy next to, like, a poster of a huge ass. And I'd be like, well, you don't want this square little
Ooh,
thing.
But I got a big old ass.
You do. So you would be like, I'm into that. Okay, this is adorable.
Describe it.
You are in front of a pink wall with cacti around you, mm-hmm. and you're wearing overalls, shorts, with a stripes, with the classic hipster lady shirt, and your hair is natural, and you have glasses on, and your nails are, yeah, they're not the most obscene nails I've seen, but you look
they're
so
obscene now.
Yeah, they are obscene now. I like them.
Thank you.
But I think this is like a really beautiful, like, dress down, Nicole.
Oh.
Because you always give a lot of face. This is new, right?
That is new. I did switch it up. So the person who's mad about it, I did switch.
This is really cute. I would lead with this one because it gives me everything about it.
Lauren Lapkus on Instagram was like, this would be good for your dating profile. And I was like, thank you, Lauren.
I mean, maybe not lead, but, like, this, it's good in this position that I get to see it soon because I know that you got that body and I know that you're adorable.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So I'm
also, if you zoom in on the pins, one's a vibrator and one is like a banana shaped like a dick.
So I think that's how you show people you love dick, not with a giant dildo. Like, I think it's more subtle, like, it doesn't take over my life,
mm-hmm.
but hey, I like it.
I do. I love a dick.
So here we have Nicole. You look like a cat burglar trying to get up a set of bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows your body because you're in a onesie. So it shows your body and you're adorable. You look great. This one's cute. I think it's sort of like, I'm a funny lady,
mm-hmm.
which is good because people need to know. And then this is you humping a tree. And I can tell you're humping because I can't see your bottom lip, so I know that you're biting it.
Thank you!
And you're wearing...
A lot of people don't realize I'm humping a tree.
Well, I've also heard the podcast, so it was kind of in my brain.
Dang.
You are have amazing shoes on, and I, God, that's a big ass. What a beautiful ass. It's so big.
Oh, it's so big.
And then you with Clyde, and you're wearing yellow, and you look so bright and sunny. This could be another first pick, too.
Okay.
I would only want to say to grab them with a neutral pick, and then be like, all right, if you made it this far, you can see me. Oh, then the next one is you inside of a heart-shaped thing, and your legs are spread eagle, and you're snarling at me. Just fun. Yeah, you seem like you're like an Eartha kit. You're like a big Eartha kit.
Thank you.
Maybe you should put that in your profile.
I'm a big old Eartha kit.
Big ass Eartha kit.
And I can't do her voice. If you want to look through, let's see what else do I have. Oh, I'm also on Hinge.
Wait, do you want me to read the
I'm on six dating apps.
Should I read the I got a fat ass? I know all this stuff.
That hasn't changed. So if you've made it this far, you know what that says.
Down to figure skate or fuck or farm. I mean, I think I'm so you are just down to meet people on Tinder just to fuck still, right?
Yes. But I'd also if it turned into something else, like I'm willing to go on a date with somebody and like see what happens.
But since it's up there up front, it makes me think that might be one of your primary goals.
Mm.
That's all. Just because it's out in front and center, you don't say anything about meeting someone to date. You do say that you would be down to farm, fuck, or figure skate.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all.
All right. No one else. So you're no longer on dating apps, correct?
I think I'm still on, and when I get very bored, I'll swipe through, but not like a real, I don't know, I kind of feel like I do better in person.
Are you looking to date or no? Because you haven't dated in a while.
The thing is, like, I think the way I feel right now is I don't mind being alone. I've been having, like, a lot of, like, growing moments in my life where, like, I'm trying to figure out how to be a Marcy that's like very happy and feels good about herself without anything else. And then I'll start adding on to that Marcy. So I am in a spot in my life where I'm like, if I met someone, I would be interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like, I feel pretty disdainful about men in general right now because of all this going on. And even the best men sometimes are pretty disappointing when it comes to like women's issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I just had a lifetime of me having crushes on people that didn't quite reciprocate. And then in hindsight, I'm like, I was so like the way you were at that time in your life and the way I was like, I don't know. I'm just like so offended that like none of them liked me back. And I'm like, you know what? Someone will like me and then we'll see if I like them back. I'm done doing the other way. So I think that's where I'm at kind of like
fair.
Not that I never want to fall in love, but I'm like, it doesn't need to happen. And like, I think we're all sold this bill of goods that if you don't find love, then your life is worthless.
Mm-hmm.
But I love a lot of things and a lot of people. And so I'm feeling good about that. And then, yeah, I think I am getting to a place where I like myself enough where I'm like, I deserve to be pursued.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't think so, then great. You don't have to pursue me. But I'm not running after these boring men anymore.
I love that. I love that so much. I think that's such a nice, healthy way to think about yourself, that I'm worth being pursued. I'm worth a man wanting me. I'm worth not having to do all the pursuing. I personally do a lot of the pursuing. Mostly, I would say like 98% of the men in my life I've pursued.
Absolutely. Me too. That's my history is like that. And I'm just like, yeah, it didn't really work out that great.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm at a point where I believe I'm worth being pursued, because when I am pursued, I freeze up and I'm like, why? Why are you pursuing me this hard? Why are you doing this? And it makes me scared. The last time I was pursued, I like had to like step back out of it and be like, you're worth it. He is pursuing you because he likes you. That's the reason.
Yeah.
So it's a weird place to be.
It's hard. But like, you can't be in a relationship if you think it's weird that someone would love you.
I know. but I do think it would be...
sometimes I do think it would be weird for someone to be like, yes, Nicole is the person I want to be with.
I mean, you saw my short film. It's about this.
I know.
It's sort of about like the idea that a character who thinks that life would just be better if I had a boyfriend. And then you have a boyfriend, you're like, oh, this created a whole new set of issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what happened. I was in a good relationship while we were together. Like, there weren't problems. And I was like, even when there's no problems, there's so much to like, so much scheduling I have to worry about. You know, like, all these, like, you know, like, my sleep is off now. Like, he was kind of not, like, present in this moment. And, like, why am I doing this right now? It's like a lot of new things start happening. Mm-hmm. When you're in a relationship. So I'm like, hey, you know, I'll just wait till I like somebody a whole bunch and they like me just as much back.
Fair. You are a larger lady. Can I say that?
I'm a big fat lady.
Okay.
We've been calling ourselves a woman of size. I'm a woman of size.
But everyone's a size.
Yes, I know. But
also everyone has fat. So I like to say I'm fatter than most.
Yeah, whatever feels good. I say I'm a big woman or mm-hmm. like a fat lady. None of it's scary to me.
I hate heavy set.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, heavy set gets me.
Well, it makes
it makes me seem like I'm a brick, just like a fucking brick house. And I'm like, I'm heavy set.
Or that, like, there was a mold that made you, and it's like just one of the heavier versions.
She's just a heavier mold.
No, I have fat parts.
Do you think having fat parts makes it harder to date?
Yeah, because I think society tells people what is beautiful right now. Mm-hmm. So girls with a big ass and a tiny waist is very on trend.
Fashion Nova ladies.
Yes, exactly. People who can buy their bodies. But that's not to say that no man is attracted, mm-hmm. but there is this whole other level of like, are they fetishizing? Do they only like big ladies?
Do you have a problem with fetishizing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't.
I mean, I don't want anyone who is just trying to mark something off of a tally, you know, like.
But
to like,
a fetish isn't just a fetish, a preference.
No,
you don't think so.
I think a preference is a preference. Fetish is like I specifically get off knowing that this person is fat.
But like, what about I get off knowing this person's a woman, or I get off knowing this person
has a foot?
I
don't know if people do it the same way. But if I were missing a foot and people were like, I really would like to put my dick on your missing foot.
But isn't that just a preference? You just want to put your dick on a stub.
Like, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I would like a person to like me and then be like, and I also like, you know.
What's wrong with someone being like, I like big women. I love
big women.
That's
a different thing than like.
And then someone looks at you and they're like, that's a big lady. And I think I'm into it. And then they like talk to you and like meet you. And they're like, I love the person who's inside.
They just have to be quiet about it. They just have to quietly.
I guess I would hate someone whispering in my ear like, oh, how many waffles you eat today? You're
yeah,
so
like,
big.
I don't want to be. Because I don't want to be.
Actually, I wouldn't mind it.
No, I just don't like the objectification aspect of it what I don't like. What was I saying? So I think it's hard because like men don't immediately be like, that's what I imagined my whole life. Cause we don't mm-hmm. fit into that thing. And then if they do like you, sometimes they like only like you cause they want to sleep with that body type, or they can sometimes be a little embarrassed to let their other friends know that mm-hmm. they're into a woman like you, because then it starts to like be like, well, what does that say about me? Like a lot of body politics into it. And it's just easier for a fat man to get a girlfriend mm-hmm. than it is for a funny fat woman to get a boyfriend.
I think I've mentioned this before, but I do not believe that there's chuckle fuckers for women.
No, I mean, they are and they're creepy.
I've only truly encountered
or they're
maybe
magicians.
Two. Oh, yeah, you were on a cruise. Not a cruise. You were
no,
working on a cruise.
No, that's not even where. That's not where it happened. It was not that magician. It's at the Magic Castle.
It's not that magician.
Go to the Magic Castle.
How many
castle.
Magicians have wanted to fuck you, Marcy?
I mean, I'm sure all of the magicians who have ever met me, they're little creeps. But no, like, yeah, like those little weirdos who are like, yeah. But I just won't like, I don't know. I want someone to appreciate my body, but also not to make the biggest deal about it, because I don't think that's how I treat men. Like, mm-hmm. I just like a man, and I don't want any one part of me being singled out as, like, the thing!
Fair.
Like, I just want to be like, oh, yeah, I think you're attractive, I like you, and I don't want anyone to make a huge deal about everything else, because I don't want to make a big deal about my body anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to live, and like, I don't want to have to think about it all the time. So, but yeah, it is harder for women who are bigger, because the world tells us that if you like us, you get to write a think piece, and everyone gets to be like, I love my curvy wife. Like, what a dick.
Oh,
what an asshole.
What a treat.
What a dick. That
was
guy.
Such a treat.
God
bless
you.
Because that woman wasn't fat.
Well, even if she was, like, congratulations for wanting a medal, for liking your big fat wife. What if someone replaced fat with any other thing? I love my Asian wife. Like, that's a crazy...
I love my Indian wife.
I know a lot of people don't like someone from Russia, but I love my Russian wife.
Oh, that's
I love
very
her.
Funny.
Yeah, I love all of her Russian family. It's like a crazy thing to do. And because he doesn't talk about, I don't know, it's just like, yeah, you should love your wife.
Yeah, you married her.
You dummy. Anyway, so like, it's hard for us fat girls,
mm-hmm.
because I'd say like 90% of culture is like, I'm not supposed to like you. And then some of them will secretly like us. And then, I don't know. And then when you're dealing with a small segment of society, a society who will take you as you are, it's just not as many options for do you like them.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've been... liked by a lot of men who just wouldn't date me because of my size. And I had one guy, I don't know if I've mentioned on the podcast before, but we worked together, and then he left the job, and then I left the job, but then we like kept texting because we were friends. And every couple months he'd be like, how's the gym? And I'd be like, good. And he'd be like, have you lost weight? And I'd be like, no. And then the text would stop, and then they would start again, like, in another couple months, and he'd be like, how's the gym? Have you lost any weight? And then sometimes they'd be like, yeah, and he'd be like, well, we should meet up. And then we would, like, meet up, and he'd be like, well, like, how hard are you going? And I was like, oh, I think he's waiting to see me thinner, and then he would be like, yeah, now we can date.
No, thank
you. It was a very weird thing, and it goes right back to my daddy issues.
You know, that's the fucking thing. Whenever you are fat, then people can all of a sudden throw all their body issues onto you.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like too much. I also get like sick of people saying that I feel fat. Like, you can feel fat. It's like,
yeah.
What if I was like, I feel dyslexic. I feel dyslexic.
I feel illiterate.
Yeah, I feel like I have cerebral palsy. Like,
yeah.
That's a crazy thing to say. It's not the same thing, because we can choose to be fat, but like,
mm-hmm.
but not really. If once you're like a certain age, you're like, well, I guess I've been fat every day. It's kind of true. I don't know. Like, I could change it, but also like people, I don't know. It's just like a weird thing to
mm-hmm.
like, And I'm trying to navigate it my own way, and it's hard to do that and, like, be comfortable and date and, like, get naked. Although, you know.
You're not comfortable naked?
Oh, I'm totally comfortable naked. Not in front of friends and family.
Me either.
But in front of a
dude, I'm like, you're fucking
care.
Lucky to see these nasty little titties.
Yeah.
You are so
don't
lucky
care.
To find my clit. Move that fat back.
I just got to say that as far as, like, I'm a very analytical person and have a lot of, like, what rules I apply to who I like and who I won't like and what I want to do dating.
Mm-hmm.
But the second that the animal brain takes over, the part of me that like wants to have sex, when animal clicks on,
mm-hmm.
Marcy goes away.
Oh.
Not like that I disassociate, but
sure.
like that I have barely any inhibitions, and which is like sort of surprising since I have so many in other ways.
I used to be very, very self-conscious about this body. So I've been moving stuff from my storage unit in New Jersey to LA because I'm never moving back to the East Coast, I don't think. And I found a bunch of pictures from high school, and there was this one picture where I'm in a pool fully clothed. And I was like, oh my God, I wish I could go back in time and be like, just show your titties. Just like, let it hang out.
Who
also
cares?
You will get fatter. This is, you're like thin now.
You girl, enjoy this
enjoy
time.
Enjoy it. You look good. And then I like thought back to like how many times I had sex in my early 20s where I just wouldn't take off my bra because I was like, I hate these nasty little titties.
Also, television was confusing you. And sometimes on Sex and the City, they would show you characters having sex with a bra on. So you're like, well, maybe some people do it.
Yeah.
But
and
they
you don't know.
Do
it's a nudity clause. And
no.
That's why they're
yeah.
not showing them titties.
Yeah. They're just in a... Maybe if you're in a rush, you might do
but
that.
But now I'm just like, whatever. Suck on it.
Yeah.
You
I mean,
better find this nipple up under this titty, flip it out, and put it in your mouth. People are like, her body is
no.
awful. Whatever.
I showed you my breasts, and then you were supposed to show me yours, and you wouldn't.
Tricked you. You're the
she tricked
I've done
me.
That to a lot of people.
You were like, show me them titties. I was like, all right, fine.
I did it to Allison Rich. Great titties. Allison, she'd be happy to hear that. She's got such a nice body.
Well, you didn't say anything about mine. Thanks a lot.
You have nice, nice big ones.
I mean, they're
ooh,
giants.
Baby, I'd love to sleep in your titties.
I mean, that's why babies love me.
Babies like me, but
and
I think it's because I look like a cartoon.
No.
Well.
You're funny. You talk to them.
I also think I look. You don't think I look a little cartoonish? Come on.
I guess come you look on. Like a, you could be a Muppet.
Okay, Marcy, I have a question.
Huh.
Okay, so if we were in a scenario where we could date, would you date me? Why won't you date me?
I've thought about this. Also, we did pass up the time that we've not hooked up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have not hooked up.
But.
We've never made out. We've slept in beds together.
Yes, very.
You, I think, were the first person to tell me that I now moan in my sleep instead of snoring. And you've been through the progression of my sleeping.
Yes.
Because I used to snore a lot, very loudly, and that would keep you awake. And now I've moved on to moaning.
Yes, I love it. Also, but once you did booty text me.
I booty texted you.
Yes. Like, this is back when I lived, when we first got to know each other, like the first year you went in LA.
Did I say, can I come over and make out with you?
You just were like, yeah. I think you're like, can I, Marcy, what are you doing? Wake up. Can I come over? And then in the morning, I text you back and I was like, was this a booty text? You're like, yeah. And you missed your shot.
Here's a fun fact. People always have wild stories that I don't remember about me.
Well, and I was just like, that's not what you do with friends, you silly goose. You can make out with a lot of people, but you can't do it with your buddies.
Let me make out.
No, I'm too weird. I'll be weird forever afterwards.
Oh, come on.
Why won't I date? So would I and why won't I? So I can tell you up front, absolutely not. And part of it is because there are some people in your life that you want to date and there's some people in your life that you need to keep forever, and you're a keep forever. So I wouldn't fuck around with like dating you because we'll be forever. Also, I don't think you like me that much in that way, so I wouldn't even. But that's the biggest thing. I like thinking about it because I kind of have this like, and this is my own insecurity issues, that like I really need in a partner to feel special in some way. I need to feel.
I can't give that to you.
Yeah. I need to feel like someone really chooses me and that they're choosing me over other people. And like I like even with like my best friend from high school, like I would say like we're just best friends, but we are also each other's number one. And I like would never question that for a second about how she feels about me, that she thinks I'm one of the most, like maybe the most special besides her children. Yeah, I think I might beat her husband. I don't know. We'll see. But you know, she loves her husband, but like we're like that. And I want that in a partner. And I don't think you, I think. I not that you couldn't give it to someone.
I could, but I have a lot of walls up, and me breaking that wall down to be like, you are special and you mean so much to me, and I need to like tell you every day as affirmation.
Not even that. It's mostly just that,
through like gifts. Like, there's different ways you can show it, and I think I don't do that to people because I'm like, if I let you know that you mean a lot to me, when you're gone, I'm just going to be hurt that much more.
Yeah, I think that is the vulnerability thing that you're working on.
Yes, I'm that, trying like, so hard.
The idea that you can actually need someone. And so I need that feeling. And I think that you have made it very clear you just want someone to date you. And that whole someone part is a problem for me.
Fair.
I'd almost want someone who's like, I like took a vow of celibacy and I'd break it for you. That's my idea. Like, I'm like that man who's like, I can't help it with you. I have to be with you. More so than someone who's like, I'm playing my numbers and I guess you'll do.
I will say this. Now I think I'm in a zone where I want someone special and I don't just want anyone, because I mentioned it before, I'm cleaning out my storage unit in Jersey and I have a lot of my parents' belongings in there. And I was just like reading letters that my dad wrote to my mom and just a lot of stuff. And I was like, oh, like they really loved each other and like waited for each other because she was in Chicago and he was in Jersey for a while, and they just wrote letters back and forth. And I was like, how special, like how
so
special
sweet.
To love someone so much that you're going to take time out of your day to write them anything and then go send it via the post office and then wait for them to get it and wait for them to. It's like a whole process. And you spend days thinking about this person. And I was like, I want something special
yeah.
and romantic like that. Because I truly think that, like, my parents, they fought a lot, but they truly were each other's other half. Like,
yeah.
they loved each other fiercely. And when my mom died, I think my dad, we all, like, me and my sister think he died of, like, a broken heart. Because
yeah.
he just waited for my sister to graduate college and then truly died a month to the day that she graduated.
Ugh.
And, like, the way he left the house, I started thinking about all this stuff. Like, my mom's stuff didn't get cleaned out of her room. Her bathroom remained untouched. She would, like, dust it, but, like, the way she left her toothpaste was left. There was a wreath on our door. She died in October, so it was a fall wreath because my mother loved decorations, and Michael's was her favorite store. And my uncle was trying to take the wreath down. My dad was like, Bonnie put that up there. She would want it to be up there. And it was like, you know, she would have changed it for the season. But that fall
right.
wreath stayed up there until he died.
And it's really interesting just like hearing you say this and like knowing because I have insight into Nicole's life because we were friends.
Yeah.
And that you don't like to like celebrate things and you don't
no.
like. But I think that's all not 100% intertwined, but I think it's connected.
I also think it's connected in therapy.
That, like, yeah.
She was like, celebrate. Little Nicole would be so sad to see big Nicole not doing the things that she used to do with her mom.
Yeah. And I think about like letting people in. And I think like, you know, also like, you know, like would I date a Nicole one day that like has all that stuff together? I think that's a possibility. Although I think we would really just get it on each other's nerves.
I think so, too. I
yeah.
think we would argue until we died.
Yeah, but that's what you want. I know you. I don't do well with that though. I don't do well with arguing with a mate.
Oh,
I shut off when
I'm
upset. I shut down when I'm upset. So like, I kind of need someone who's a little sensitive to
mm-hmm.
that and can like, you know. But what else? Why? And then also like, yeah, you have a lot of things that I'm attracted to men primarily, but you know, who knows, whatever could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of things that scare me about men are things that are your primary like characteristics.
Yeah, baby.
Like, I don't like people who are very sexually aggressive immediately.
That's me, baby. Give me that dick. Gobble,
yeah.
gobble, 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 gobble.
It like makes me want to, mace people. So like, I think that there's a way, but also like, I also think for you, I think someone's going to know you a little better than just be a stranger and be like, I want to try a taste of that. I think someone's going to have a very good understanding of you. And they're going to be like, all right, quit fucking around, Nicole.
It would be nice to date someone who already kind of knows me.
Yeah.
Also, like someone who actually like knows me and knows that I'm kind of broken coming into the relationship.
Everyone's sort of like, you know, in that Toni Morrison book, it's like children are glass vases and some of them have cracks and some of them are shattered.
Oh, wow.
But all of them have damage.
Mm-hmm.
We just are like, and that's the thing. But I don't think you're a shattered person.
I don't think I'm shattered either, but I do think there's a lot of cracks.
Also, you've put together the pieces incorrectly. I think that's
I'm
a
walking
lot.
Around all fucked up.
I really do think that a lot of it is like some like later childhood trauma that was when you reattach the wires, you kind of did it in a strange way to like protect yourself.
Yeah, well, I also have ADHD, so like I wasn't paying attention when I was putting
yes,
myself together.
Yes, I do too. I tell you what, taking care of mental health is a really good way.
I've been trying.
Me too.
It's
a great thing to do for yourself.
Yeah, it's but it is like interesting to like grapple with a lot of things where you're like, oh, okay, so this is wrong. Oh, you also might be bipolar, and you're like, okay.
But you know what? The thing is, the brain is not who you are. It's an organ that processes all the things you think, all the things you see and hear and think. But it's not who you are. Your brain's not who you are. It's an organ and it can malfunction like your liver can. So if you can get it working right and then through therapy, like work on, I don't know, like you are one of the most special people that the world has ever seen.
Oh, Marcy,
and then
thank
you. You like, and then you give time and attention to the most basic men. So I don't know. I think it's not on your app that you're going to find him.
All right.
And I think you're going to find someone who can handle. You're going to find a Steadman.
I need a Stedman.
Because think about who would just be like, I'll give Oprah a try. I think she seems like so scary and intimidating, but she's also one of the best fucking people. Not that you're exactly like Oprah.
I'm exactly like Oprah.
But like, she found a man that was like, I'll be happy to hold your purse while you and Gail go off.
Ugh, that's what I need. I need a Stedman.
Yeah.
Ugh, that would be just, yeah, it would be nice to have a man who is like not scared of me and like what I'm going to do.
And someone who has a whole life.
Yes.
Too.
Like someone who can like, I can leave you for a weekend and you're not going to be like, where are you?
Yeah. Like I could see you with like someone who's a little older than you.
Yes. Like give me a daddy.
Like a 50 year old man.
Yes, daddy.
Yeah. I don't know, but. Yeah, I wouldn't date you. I'll keep you forever instead.
Thank you.
I'll get rid of the people I date.
So we've come to the end of this.
This was easy breezy, huh?
It was easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. So do you have anything that you want to promote?
Yes, you know I do.
Tell me about it.
On this very network, I have a podcast called A Funny Feeling with Betsy Sodaro.
Yes.
You were just on it. We get celebrities and comedians to tell us their paranormal experiences. Then we listen to yours as well. And then I also have another podcast called Kardashian It with Jessica Jean Jardin. And we talk about the Kardashians and we love them unapologetically.
I mean, I truly love the Kardashians.
I turned you on to
you
Kim.
Did.
Remember, you
did. I was not about them.
Anti-Kim.
I was like, whatever, Kardashians.
You
then
used
I was like,
to always
oh,
say,
great.
I can't with Kim K. I remember you saying, I can't with Kim K.
I couldn't get
now,
to it. I wasn't
you?
Here for it. But now I am very much here for Kim Kardashian and all that she does. The whole family's a treat. Kris Jenner is very funny.
They're good, great.
Caitlyn, you can't write a better villain than Caitlyn.
Caitlyn's a bad
it's
one.
It's insane.
She's
how,
a bad potato.
Like, truly, if someone were to, like, present the story arcs of, like, multiple seasons of a scripted television show, your showrunner would be like, this is insane.
Isn't it, though, very interesting that a lot of Caitlyn's behaviors have always been the same, but when Caitlyn was Bruce, we kind of felt sorry that...
Yes.
And that tells you a lot about internalized misogyny.
Yeah, because you're like, well, we feel bad for this man who's being terrible, and then he turns into a woman, and you're like, this woman
yeah,
sucks.
Yeah, once this woman has agency over her body and what her future is, and you're like, what a bitch!
Or not turns into a woman. Bruce always
I know, us. But you know, like, but once visually before the people turns and then they're like, what a bitch. Also, she did kill somebody. Let's not forget
she
that.
She did. She's a murderer. Vehicular manslaughter.
Chris loves a murderer.
Oh,
OJ.
She, oh,
Caitlyn.
Girl, you're getting into it.
So yeah, that stuff. And then just come see Nicole and I. We're always doing something
yes.
silly.
We perform together live at the UCB Theater in LA. Sundays at 11 p.m. It's very fun. I will be there. I wasn't there for a while because I was filming, but I'm there for a while.
Also, watch me on Loosely Exactly
yes!
Nicole.
Marcy is on.
I play
she's an episode.
Mean little fatty
it's
named Marcy.
Very funny. We wrote it for her. Yeah, it's great. Marcy's great. You should just follow her on Instagram. Follow her on Twitter. It's Marcy Lane.
It's Marcy Lane on Twitter and then Marcy Lane 2 on Instagram
okay.
because some other bitch
some
got
other
it.
Dumpster bitch. And if you like Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe, follow it. Rate it 5 stars. Leave me a little message. You can say things like, this is on Tinder though. This man, Gabriel, said, I want to fuck that fucking big ass.
Oh my God, call the cops.
Nick said, I like your fat ass. This man said, ooh, dang, that's a big dildo. I want to put it in me, which is crazy. So Balazzi said, hello, fat ass.
That's mean.
Then he said, excuse my language, but I consider it a compliment. Or you could be like Joe and say, damn, your lips are gorgeous, which is very nice.
And
I
true.
Do have great, juicy lips and that I want to attach to your butthole. Thank you for listening.
Let my friend Human Centipede you, please.
Ooh, baby, let me get in your butt. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Do you ever wonder how celebrities order food? Like, is Sarah Paulson a Diet Coke or a regular Coke girlie?
Some peasant Coke? No.
Or how does Sofia Vergara order a pizza?
No, no tomatoes. I cannot eat tomatoes.
Are you killed mushrooms?
Not really.
If these are the details you need, and I know you do, I have the podcast for you. I'm Jesse Tyler Ferguson, and on my podcast, Dinner's on Me, I take some notable friends of mine out to dinners in Los Angeles and New York City. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
That thing was delicious.